just like to finish the Tosfos on the previous Sugya. We are on Tosfos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Let us just quickly go over to where we're up to. Tivshay de pipora kechotzar hanizik dome. The Gemara brought a raya, a kutela bischayiv, ma'achilas charore, the mokim agodish, is a raya pipora kechotzar hanizik dome. Taime, a mailoi poshit mishar bovi de masnisen, all the previous bovis, is nan ashen mredes lechel haroilo. So if the behem is eating, it's eating from its mouth. There's a raya, people can chotz on izik. Midoch le mitzidi yorchove, mitecha chanuz. Bo'oi, oi som shoye medagdeke, mishisa bayasa kelev. Lomba le yevil mas nisen, kelev shenofol chavore, the dait mnei hashti, the Gemara is bringing the raya from our Mishnah. So why didn't they bring the raya? Void the whole statement, my boy Riftach bepume de kalboy, at the balakelev kentaine, what is your past doing in the mouth of my kelev? Such a takimin shakelev loka, your kelev took it, that's what it's doing. Benirelari, the mikol hanu de masnisale motzile mifshet. From all the bovis in the Mishnah that say Shein is chayiv, blame he did not all chavore. Mishum de salke daitoch, dim lokcha behime peiris, pochot saran izik, v'ochlo b'rishu sarab, the Gemara was under the impression that if a behime took peiris from a chot saran izik and ate it in the rishu sarab, oi bechot sar hamazik, but they didn't mamish in the chotza mazik chayiv. See, chayiv, the machayvinon belekicha lechuda. The chayiv is that I did not watch my behemah. My behemah took out from a stay acher, from a chotza ranizik, it took out peiris. That's the chayiv for taking. That's a mir b'stay acher. V'chein hasvore noite, in the seichel is also noite to say this. The kivin the poshe b'lekiche, if he was peshei, did not watch his animal. And the animal went into Yenim's rishus and took out food. Malonu b'achile. So what does it matter where the food was eaten? Everything depends where it was taken from. If it was taken from Rishus Harabim, so then there's no pshiye mitzad bal. Then there's no pshiye mitzad the bala behime. If it was taken from Rishus HaNizik, then there is a pshia. So the whole shaila, the shaila of the Gemara was, kegoin, im hoishit peiris bepipor echere shayte bekotten benochi. If a chere shayte bekotten or a nochi was moishit peiris bepipor, we were moira, why anochi is potter? Chayr anochi should be chayif, for that's a maishotas aperis. So I saw others want to say, because not he's talking yisoid potter, he's potter because he's not up to paying. The lav neitar shlumim nino, that means they won't pay. Chereshe to konestak a potter to pay, anochi won't pay. Uchigoyin. So, the shaila of the Gemara was, when there was no lekiche, bitzad the behemah, a lav bar chiyuva, or a lav bar tashlumim, was moishet the peiris into the mouth of the behemah. So there was no pshia mitzad the bal habehime, and that's in lekicha. And now it's in the mouth of the behime. So if we will say that the mouth of the behime is not chaylik rishus pifnei atzmoi, is chayim bal hapore. So bal hapore is chayim. Good, your poro did not take the food, but the poro ate the food. V'yikir chotzer hamazik domi, but if it's kechotzer hamazik, potter. So then he's potter, because then he can say, riftach bepumedik kalboi, that means, listen, my behemoth never took it, it was put in its mouth, now it entered my rishus, and my rishus, there's no obligations whatsoever. The kivin shanosne achel esech piyo. So Memele, so that was the Shaila. So far we understand two things. We understand normally we could assume that the chiyav of a bala behime is for the lekicha of his behime, and that's the normal case of a bir b'steyacha. Declare the Shaila. In the case where there wouldn't be a lekicha, where it was put into the mouth of the behemoth through a lav bal tashlumim, if the bal behemoth is responsible or is not responsible, and that is the shaila, can the bal behemoth say that the food was put into my rishus, and my rishus, I'm not responsible anymore for what is being done in my rishus? Or maybe the mouth of the behemah is not considered the rishus of the mazik. That was the shal of the Gemara. Elo, v'had the komativ shel lavi masnisin. So you can't be poishit anything from the Mishnah, because our Mishnah that says that the bala kelev is chayim is because the kelev took the charore from the rishus of the balach harore. Ela misugya dishmaitin. The whole raya is from the shakla v'taya of our sugya. The Gemara asked a pertinent question. Where did the kelev eat the harore? The ukme da ochla begodish the balach harore. The Gemara answers, oh, that's a good question. So we have to say it ate it in the rishus of the balach harore. So from the shakla v'taya of the Gemara Shmamino, the bol lekiche va'achile b'chotzer anizik. So from this shakla v'taya of the Gemara, we see something very interesting, that the Gemara holds that the achila also has to be b'chotzer anizik. The ike chotzer, yeah. There's no logic to this. Why is it necessary that the food has to be eaten in the chotzer anizik? The Gemara held its gzeres hakosav. That's the taich ubiyer b'steyacher. Ubiyer means achila has to be also b'steyacher. V'tivshay. So if that is true, that the pi pore is considered chotzer anizik, if I need achila b'chotzer anizik, and I'm saying this is considered achila b'chotzer anizik, as ois kishpat pi pore kechotzer anizik, v'tiv sheik shenos an achal eseich piyo, so now, I could be poishet the shayla the chayim, the kechotzer anizik domi. The Iker Chotzer Hamazik Domi, Motzi Omelai, my boy, Riftach, Bepume Dechiyusoi, if you'll say, in the Shaila, when a Cheresh Eitav Cotton is Moishit, Befi Poro, so the Bala Pore Ketainetim, my boy, Riftach, Bepume Dechiyusoi, was no Lekiche, and it was eaten from my rishus, So the case of our Mishnah and Nami Motzomule, my boy, Riftach Bepuma, the cowboy, say the same thing in the Mishnah. So Taisa says, Vizeh HaLoshin Lav Davke. In our Mishnah, that is not the proper Loshin. In the case of Chereshayta Bekotin, it's a good Loshin. Because my behemoth didn't take it, and it was found now, Bepuma, the cowboy. But in the Mishnah, this Loshin reality is not the Nekud over here. My boy, Riftach Bepuma, the cowboy, because Shekelov took it. No, the shayla is a different shayla. The shayla is Abba Felton Ubiya Bistayacha. Dochele Shach Loshen Zeh Shekelov Lokach Meyatzmei Ela Kloima. The Gemara means to say, given the Gzeres HaKosav, the Bina Nachila Bechotzer HaNizik, if you'll tell me, and I see from you that you hold that there's a Gzeres HaKosav that it has to be eaten by Chotzer and Nizik, people Chotzer Mazik, if he'll be Ochle Begodish to Balacharov, Echilo by Chotzer Mazik. That's what the Gemara means to say. If we will assume that Piporik, Chotzer Mazik, so the food was, and that was your kasha, where did the Kelev eat it? So you're telling me there's a Gzeres HaKosav, it has to be eaten by Chotzer and Nizik. So then is Eiskishpat that the mouth of the Kelev is considered Chatzon and Nizik. Agav the Shaykh Loshen Zeh Benos and Achel Seich Pia. So this Loshen, in the case of our Mishnah, is taki misleading. The Loshen of my boy Riftach Bepumet the Kalboy is a misleading Loshen. Because this is a misleading Loshen, because here there's no my boy, but the Gemara really means to say, Sefelt Nchotz Ranizik. Agav, the Shaykh Loshen Zebenos, Nachala Seich Pia Noketlai, Umayse Mishisa Boyesa Kele, the shisui mikre afilo hichnis yad chaveiroi befi akela bayanochosh. That's that he put the hand in the mouth of the kelav or the nochosh. So memele nizokin yepota b'chotzer amazik. And here we see that he's chayiv, the Meshas is Potter, but the Balbeim is Chayiv. So we see it's called, it's not Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. V'hishech haynu detochav v'dochak shini akela banochosh b'psar chavere. Hishech means that he clamped down the teeth of the akela banochosh. V'im kein, amai Chayiv al akela, lo yodoi b'chotzar masiku, Volei malei, my boy, yodach, here it's good to loshen, but puma the cowboy, I'm not responsible for the actions of my animal. If you're in Rishus HaMazik. Volei yodi b'chotz HaMaziku. Volei malei, my boy, yodach, but puma the cowboy. So what's the kasha? So Moshe Zivitz kechotzer amazik. So how do you learn pshat and posik? You learn pshat and posik that lekicha was the chotzer anizik. And that's how we learned Pasha. Till Asugi we learned that way. So what's the Kasha? Al Mishum the Pasha, the Kramash Mishabir Hoya Bechotzar Nizik. The Kasha is because the Pasha would seem that the beer was Bechotzar, the Achille was Bechotzar Nizik. So yes, then, so if you all people Kechotzar Mazik, how do you learn Pasha the Kram? That he tells him that Meschachach Bekoisel. Ubereish Meseches Shabbos,
Ike name Tivshit Mesugi de Shmaiten, the Koma Tivshit Mediboy Rabibi Barabai. Now Taisus has a problem. The way Taisus says, the whole Sugya was, this is different than the Rashba and the Raibit, the whole Sugya was based on an innocent question of one man the Yomer. He said, where did the Behemah eat it? So from this question, we see that it is not sufficient the lekiche of the baim. You need the achilo. So when he answered him, "Bechotzer anizik." So the Moses says tivshayt. So the tivshayt is not from the Mishnah. The Mishnah I can learn pshat means that the chiyuv is because of the lekiche mechotzer anizik. But from the shakel of the tie, the Moses says, "Let's be patient that shaila." So where do we see that you can be poishet ha-shayla from the shakla v'tai? So they say this is a gemara on Shabbos. Kedami tivshet misugya deshmait, nekoma tivshet mitboi rabibi barabai. Toshma shisa boi esakelet, b'teima tamay lehem meshanyi l'niktolu lehem brina. Later the gemara says that the whole svara of Turach Bereshusi my boy and Bechotzer Hamazik, the Bailam is Potter, that's only Legabi the Din Tashlumim of the Bailam. But the Chiev Misa of the animal is Afila Bechotzer Hamazik. So let us say that the Baim is Chayiv till you kill the animal. The time the Maila Mishan the Yinktol Amrini, the Brinim Somach, Tach Mishne Hireish, the Isher Beis Anochash, the Maisi Bosocha, which is speaking about that the person got killed, Bekelen Eschof, Shema Mashmele Reish, Beinlin Yemis, Beinlin Yenizokin. The Mishnah is speaking about, the Reish is speaking about Nizokin also, Kamen Nami Maisele, Rabbi Boy, Mishasa Kalba Shalchaber, Spices is speaking by Nezokin also. And then the Gemara wanted to say, the Nafke Lenive Visarte, speaking about that he scratched him and it wasn't in the mouth of the Nocha Shekela. But Moshe Shnuke Genshla Hichnis Yad Chaberi, Ela Kela Batsme Lokha Shishiso. Then do you have a lekiche, so it's obviously no problem. Hello. The Mishani Lefim HaShesov, the Mayrik Shehoishit Lo Yodoy, but it's speaking about that the hand did not enter the mouth of the Kelev Enochosh. Let us go further. Hanu Easy the Vei Talbu. We have a very interesting Gemara here. There were Izim that belonged to the Mishpocha of Talbu. The Havu Mafsidi Lei L'Rav Yosef. They used to go into the fields of Rav Yosef. And they used to help themselves. Oma Lei L'Abaye. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, "Zil emeluhu lemarayu delitzneinu, that they should take care of their izim. It's mamish. It's impossible. The izim are coming into my soda and they're helping themselves. Shein and regel." Omalei. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, "Amir de kezach." My Ezel, what will I accomplish by going? Di azilne omro li omri li ligder magdere ba'ari. Know what they're going to tell me? They won't stop. They're going to tell me, chure kore le achbere ganev ele chure ganev. You have tainis. Because you put up a no trespassing sign on your property, you think my Izim are literate, they know how to read, they don't know how to read. You put up a fence then, and they won't go into your soda. You put up a fence, then you can be assured that the Ezim won't come in. Without a fence, you're telling me I should take care of my Ezim? I'm sorry. I can't, my Ezim, you can't expect Ezim not to enter fields which are not surrounded with a fence. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, so what should I go? That's what they'll tell me. So Rav Yosef says, what? V'igeder, if there's such a taine, that the Bala Behemekin taine, there's no fence, I'm not responsible. Shein de chayim rachmona heichem ashkachas lo. So where's there a mazik of shein? There's a parsha of shein in the Torah. So how do we understand this parsha? If there's no fence, are you telling me there's no tain on the Bala Behemah? If there is a fence, so how did the Behemahs get in? So l'chayre, you're telling me a very modern maysa. So Abai said, no, the pasuk is speaking about shechosro. The pasuk, that's 100% you need a fence. Without a fence, there's no taina whatsoever. And without a fence, there's no taina whatsoever on the Bala Behemah. What do you want? The Behemah should know that it's your field, it's your property. So he's asking Shane, the Chayve Rachmon Echem Eshkachas Lo, it's speaking about there was a fence, and Kshechoscho, and the Behemah dug underneath the fence. And Memelin, and the owner saw this, and Memelin, then he's Chayve to pay. Inami the novel good the Belelia. Or I'll tell you another case. He made a fence and then the fence fell in at night and the Bala Behemah sees it. The Bala Soda does not see it. He's far away from his house. So in such a case, Sakaponim, he did what he could have done, the Bala Soda. He made a fence. Now it fell in. He doesn't know. Then the Bala Behemah is chai. Zot Rashi. Beitarbu Shem Mishpoche. That's all Rashi has to say on this sugya. Zot Taisvis. Yochli Lemeima Ligder Mar Gdeire Ba'are. They'll tell me that you should build a fence. So there's a Merdike Taisvis here. So Taisvis haye nishpat Abaye. Abaye wanted a dreise chais. Shtoy haye chofetz leilech l'sham. He didn't want to go there. Dosnan, he says, what kind of a taina is this? Taina, he told Rabbi Yosef, they'll say, don't make a fence, so there's no responsibility on the Bala Behemah. Ochlo mitoicha chanus mishalemes. It says, if you eat from a chanus, from rinin, hoyloi lino chanusay, they don't say, you should close the door. If someone wants to come in, you push a buzzer, and then it'll ring, they should be able to enter. It doesn't say that. Ochle mitoicha chanus means the door was open, and the behemah helped himself, and the Bala Behemah is chayiv. So you don't say, you should have shut the door. Chen ochle mitzida rechove. Well, Nami loy porich the lifter balakelov minacharore. The Gemara never asked that the balakelov should be potter to pay because the fence was open, the door was open. The Gemara only yes, let the balakelov be chayif to pay for aish, but the Gemara never asked why the balacharore is chayif. Yeah. Rab Alfis Posek Rab Yosef Lesel of the Bay did the Chuyi Balm. Rab Alfis does not pass them like a Bay. This whole thing was a Pes Adichi Baome. So Chazay Nish asks It's a moiradike pshat at Teisve says. A moiradike maisa, a Rebbe tells, Rabbi Yosef was the Rebbe of Abaye. He tells him, go to the Beit Arbe. He tells him a whole false shtick teure that alanizik lahachik esatz moy. Rabbi Yosef asks him, posuk, nah, posuk is being the post tutsach da. Abaye wants to avoid going to the Beit Arbe, so he fabricates a false shtick teure. He tells it to the Rebbe. How do we understand this? So the Chazon Ish is mitzada to say, according to Tosfos, Abaye knew one thing. When you're going to this Beit Arbe, you're climbing up against a wall. They won't do anything. He won't be able to accomplish anything. But Abaye knew who this Beit Arbe was. He told Rav Yosef, that's what they're going to tie it to me. They're going to tie it to me that let him make a wall. That's what they're going to tie. So what should I tell them? I know better. They say they know better. So what should I do? So what should I go there? They won't listen to me. So Rabbi Yosef asked him, what do you mean they'll tie it? So tell them it's a pasuk in the Torah. So he says, the pasuk in the Torah, they'll tell me that it's speaking about that there was a fence and the fence fell in. That's what they're going to tell me. I have nothing. I will accomplish nothing by going to them. They won't listen to me. They hold a bigger lomdim than I am. So, Mamela, why should I go? That's what Tosfos means. Not that Abaye fabricated a false shtick Torah to avoid the shlichus of Rav Yosef. No, he told Rav Yosef what's going to happen. I know these people. I will not accomplish anything. That's what they're going to tell me. That's what Chazon Ish wants to say. Now, Tosfos brought a raya, because this whole thing is not oiskal. Tosfos brought a raya, ochle mitoich hachanus, ochle mitzidei hachove. Let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is Perik Beis Simen Yud Aleph. No, Simen Yud. Hani Izu, it's on the top of the Omid, the first column, Omid Beis. Hanu Izi Devei Talbil Nahava Mafsa Dele Rav Yosef Amalei Labai Yezil Aymelu Lamarai Glitzninu Amalei Lamai Ezel Yezlinen Omri Li Ligdel Mar Gidro La'are. Kosvo HaTosfos Ishtamutya Mishtamat Abaye Shechovetz Leilech Dot Nan Ochlo Mitoich HaChove Tobachem Teich HaChnus Shomis Mar Shizike Vloim Rinen Shohoyeloi Linel Chanusoi Prem Posseg Av Alfazal De Lesser Ledabai Umotzosi Kosov B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananu Amoyredik Rabbeinu Chananu The Posseg Halochi Kabai Moyredik We Paskin Like Kabai So Teisei Sakash So Amoyredik Izach So Memele De Balabayim Bekentayne No offense Don't have any tainus. You make a fence, then you're talking. No fences. Or hash my behemoth. No, I can't watch my behemoth. Shouldn't go. Pirza kaira leganet. That's a pirza. You don't have your bayut's completely open. So the Rabbeinu Chananu says, Amir de Kezach. Umayda Abaye. The Rach says we pass him like Abaye. Abaye is 100% right. Umayda Abaye, the Be'ir, im nichnisa lechotzer anizik, va'ochlo shechayeves. In the ear, Abaye is also made that if a behemoth goes into someone's chotzer and eats, shechayev, that takes care of our Mishnah by a kelev. What do you mean? The door should be shut a whole day? I can't do this. I have a chanus, I have a chotzer. The children go in and go out. It should be locked. This is a populated area. There's food here, there's payers there. The doors have to be open. That's the way of life. So the roya, he have to watch out. Hilker soch, yeah. Shleitikonis lebayis v'tazik. Avok shemis pashtim besode. But, so that's an ear. You're walking in an ear. This is a populated area. So you have to watch them till they shouldn't enter houses. That's your obligation. Here we're speaking about the wide open spaces. And here we have, here's one field, here's another field, and you have 200 behemoths. You can't watch them where they're going. And the yochel ishmeres kum shichnes ol sodei sacheim. Hilkach tzorich odom ligder sodei. By 100% right. By a field, you put first a mechageda on your field. So the Rabbi Nechanan of Emphad in one shot all tastes kashes, Ochlamatechnus, that's in a populated area. There there's a din Allah Maziklachikasatzma. In Sodes there's a Fakelt Allah Niziklachikasatzma. Vahoda Porh Shain the Chaivi Hecha Meshkachaslo. Moses Kasha, Moses Rabbi Yosef's Kasha, where's the Achiev of Shain? Let him say, Bebir, Bechotzer. So he says, no, the Sivika Bir Bisneyacher. No, the Pasuk says Sode. So you tell me a Shtikteire by a Sode. There's a Chiv and the Bala Sode Ligdoi Sodeyo. Heichi Mashkachaslo. So I hear a Ha'orem, according the Rach Paskins like a Baye, Shem Shemayim. Rach Paskin is like a bayou, that the whole chiv of shame, b'chotzer and b'sod anizik is only, if you made a gedder, then there's what to talk about. If you didn't make a gedder, so we have a mir, the bir b'steyacha, v'loy b'shus harab. Now, b'shus harabim, and also can, so just like the Rabbein Hananel said, in a populated area, you can't make a gedder. So memele, so there alamazik laharchikes atzmai. That's what he said. Alamazik laharchikes atzmai. No, this is L'chayr HaTeretz. I hear a kasha, L'chayr Kuntah Ben Hanan, why do you need a bir b'steyacha? V'loy b'shus harabim, he didn't make a gedder. He left his peiris unwatched. So, alanizik l'achikas atzmai. But L'chayr HaShus HaRabim is a year. That means, Abaye tainid, a sode, an open place, which you have 200 sheep that are going in, you can't watch them. A populated area, so there's a tainid, that means, we have here a problem. Let's face the problem. you have a field, I have behemoths, and we have to live together. So, these are facts of life. I have behemoths, you have a field, and the behemoths will not respect your bailis. So, what's going to happen now? So, Abaye said, the achro is, it's easier and more practical for the balasoda to make a gather than for the roye to watch the behemoths. So, mamel, so by sodas, that's the achro. By sodas, that's the achro, that fakert, you have to make a gather around the sodas. Be'ir, the Rach says, it's, you can't tell the people should have closed doors, and whenever someone wants to come in, you have to open up the door. The daily life of a Yishuv Be'ir, you have to have open doors. So Memele here, so, this is not a possibility of living with closed doors. So hakochach in aloch is alamazik lahachikas atzma. Now, by Rishus HaRabim, we have a miut, a yopoto. So forget, it could very well be, that's why I need the miut. That means Rishus HaRabim, we can clear. Bitzadecha, that's a populated area. The people that are walking there with peiris. Mela, sometimes they put down the peiris, they have to rest, they have to, I mean, they can't schlep the peiris with them. So, who, and then Yen has behemoths. So, we're encountering a problem, encountering a difficulty. So what's gonna be? So forget, that's the Gilui Akro. Bershus HaRabim, Zvaitaraon is the Klaharchikas Atzmai. It seems it's easier for the Nizik to protect himself than from the Mazik to protect the Mazik. So it is the Zvaitaraon is the Klaharchikas Atzmai. Perhaps it's Nitin Leheyomer that the whole Svore of Abaye, that by Sodais, it's too difficult for the Bala Behemoth to watch, could be this concept was derived from the Mita Bershus HaRabim. Just like we heard the Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta says from the Rif, that's Uchev, Behemoth is walking Bershus HaRabim, and you can't watch them. So Memele, therefore there the Achro is, Alanizik lahachikas atzma. Let us go further. Zuk te gemara weiter. Machis Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef gave a cruz, he called out, Vitema Rabbe, the Salkin Laila. Rav Yosef lived in Bovil. The Salkin Laila, those who go from Bovul to Eretz Yisrael, or the Nachsin Lesat, the Tachto, those who go from Eretz Yisrael to Bovul. But he gave a Achroze, Hani Izi Deshuke, the Izim, Izi Deshuke Rashi says, let's see all the Rashi, Zalka Leilo, Mi Bovul Eretz Yisrael, the Nachsin Lesachto, Mi Eretz Yisrael to Bovul. Have a bekim bedin zen. Rabbi Yosef put out a new aloche. He made a new takone. Easy deshuke, dekatzvi. These are izim that belong to butchers. The kaimu l'shchite. The oime to be geshochten. Ela demashilu ad yoime deshuke. But there was a certain, he didn't shecht them every month in Donishtik, he shechted, there was a market. So whenever there was a market of meat, to sell meat, and then the butchers, the shochtim, used to shecht the behemoths, and then they got the prices, what they needed. So Rav Yosef said, Anu takone, these behemoths, which are imed lishochet, the mafsidi, they're eating up. That means the butchers come with hordes of animals. They're gonna, Friday is the chveis, they shecht Friday, she meet for Shabbos. So they came already Monday with the animals. I mean, you can't come by helicopter. So they come Monday with the animals. So you have you have new residents in the city, the new animals that came. They're there from Monday to Friday. Friday they get geschochten. Now these easy were helped themselves. There was a whole bunch. There was an influx of new immigrants in the town, and they helped. They were mazik, Shane, Regal. Is maschinim b'marayu treyut losizimni. So we warned the balabos. They came Monday already by Yovai. So we warned the balabos. If the two or three times they were mazik, you make sure that this doesn't happen again. Itzai is tzai. So if they listen, is good. V'loi omrin leitiv amsachto v'kabozuzach. Or else, we put down the letter of the law, Rav Yosef made a takone. If two or three times we warned you and you didn't take care, so I got news for you, today you have to shecht all these behemoths. These behemoths that were mazig, you have to shecht them today. Look, the shechta today, shame b'shemayim, today's Tuesday, there's no market on Tuesday. That's never your problem. You sell it, put up a sign, you have a sale, you're selling it, take off a third of the price, and you'll get rid of them. But you shecht it today. And this was a takone that Rav Yosef made. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi, Masrinen b'morayu, he mafsidon afilu b'shus harab. Afilu b'shus harabim, they also, that means afilu they were mafsid b'shus harabim, the stakona also applied. Now, head of ha'orim, and then later I found the Bichas Avrom asks this Ore. But let me first say over the Ore. Baruch Ber, and Simin Beis and Baba Kame, says over that Emerson in the Dalit Ovis Nezikin, the Mishnah speaks about chiyuvei tashlumim in mechuyiv to pay. It was mazik in mechuyiv to pay. Fine, that's money. That's a din tashlumim. But he says there's another din. There's a din of there's an issa. That means if a person does not watch his behemoths, he's a millionaire, so they're mazik. No problem, I'll pay you. Can we give this person shishi? So Rabbi Pell says, Chas v'sholom, this person is a shegitz. There's an issa min ha-teire. You have a behemoth, you have to watch the behemoth. V'lo yishmerenu was an issa min ha-teire. You didn't watch it, you were supposed to watch it. As is it Rabbi Pell? So that means in Hilchis, Oveis Nezikin, there are two halachas. There's one halacha you have to pay. That's what the Mishnah speaks about directly. And then there's another halacha. You mechuyev to watch your animals. They shouldn't be masik. Fine. As is it Rabbi Ber. Klal Rabbi Ber Ashayle, We have a din that shein v'regelus potter b'shus harav. So that's an hilchus tashlumin. But is a person permitted to, let's forget about hilchus tashlumin. What if he lets his behemoths go? He tells them, behemalach, have a good time, go and eat. Whatever you find in shus harav, you can go and eat. Is this person a shegetz? Or b'rishus harabim, you're not obligated to watch the behemoths, there's no iser also. So Rabbor Ber says there's no iser. B'rishus harabim, I have no obligations whatsoever. I don't have to watch my behemoth, that it shouldn't be mazik b'shem b'regel. That's what Rabbor Ber says. Fine. So I hear the ha'ore. Now, Rav Yosef made a takone, and Rashi sticks in two words. He made a takone, if the Izama Mazik warn you two times, and afterwards, there won't be any more Izim to be Mazik. He made a takone. And Rashi says, Afilu b'shusaram. So, l'chayre, what's pshan Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, why are you so azachum regemacht? I'm a Rabbor Ber. Rabbor Ber says there's no Israel. So what are you, and you're making whole dinim. Me'iker adin, shek b'cheshmu, you don't have to watch it, there's no chiyuv shmir and nothing. And you say, if you don't watch it, we'll kill it. So they, where's the Yosher? Azay megahar takashe. Now he found the Bichas Avrom as the Kashi. He says, Araya from Rashi, not like a bomba. Finished. I wanted to say, could be it's not Araya. Could be Rashi, Techikal, Bira Borba. But I wanted to say as follows, that it could be that we had the lumdis by Shem Veregulus Potter Bishus Haram, that the Rosh brings down at the beginning of the Masechta. We have to face facts of life. People have behemoths. You can't transport the behemoths in helicopters. You want to take the behemoth from one place to the other place. You have to take it into Rishus Haram. If you have your baim in the Rishus Haram, it's impossible to watch. It shouldn't be eating peiris that were put down there in the Rishus Haram. So that's why the Torah said chamber regular is part of Rishus Haram. And it could be that is why, Rabbor Ber says it's not even an Issach. Right? What should we do? This is tzolchei achayim. You have to take the behemoths. You want to take them from one place to another. You have to take them into the Rishus Haram. It's impossible to watch them. So memela, so there's no chiyuv shmirah, there's no chiyuv tashlum. But I thought that could be on the behemoths of the Bnei Ha'ir. Now you have here a butcher that imported behemoths into the shtot. These are not residents of the shtot. These behemoths are not going to remain in the shtot. These behemoths are, he's going to shecht Friday, behemoths lakovit Shabbos, or what you do till Friday. So he brought in a whole influx of, a whole immigration of behemoths into the shtot. So because you're a butcher and you want to make money Friday, some mamela, so you brought behemoths into the shtot. It could be, here the Svaris HaRosh does not apply. Svaris HaRosh is by the behemoths who are residents of the city. That means in the, a person has to have a behemoth for Cholo, for Giza, for Harisha. I mean, the whole Chaim of the Bnei Ha'ir was with behemoths. So Memele, so therefore, there the Torah said that, the Torah said, you're potter and thus, and there's a svara, there's a logic for it. But over here, we're talking about easy, the shuke. We're speaking about, I'm a yuchidike behemoth, we're speaking about the goats that belong to the butchers, to the shochtim. They're bringing in aliens into the city, and we have to suffer because of them. Here, Rav Yosef said, we're not going to suffer. We warn you twice, and if you don't take us seriously, you're going to shech the banks. But then I thought for a minute, so im keinem anachnu, so will they be potter? Will they be chayiv to pay Rishus Aram? We're saying the host, keinem anachnu, the residents of the city, have to bring their behemoths into Rishus Aram. So the Torah patterned, if it's mazik b'Rishus Aram, more than that, could be there's no issa. But what will be if these behemoths will be mazik b'Rishus Aram, which we're saying the tam aptur is not applicable by them. So will they be mechuyev to pay b'Rishus Aram? So it could be not. There's a Mirdekiyam Shal Shloime in the end of the first Perek of Baba Kame. Yam Shal Shloime asks a very pertinent question. Yam Shal Shloime asks that we had before in the first Perek an Ari, that's Deiris and Rishus Arabim, is Potter, it's Shein B'Rishus Arabim. So the Yam Shal Shloime asks, will you tell me for 1 minute that the Rosh is Lomdus Pass over here? I have an Ari and I wanted to go to Shusaram, so get rid of all your behemoths. You have no right to walk into Shusaram. So he says, it's Zicha not like that. The Sfora of the Rif, Zicha does not apply by an Ari. But it's a loy plug already. The Torah did not look at each case, Bazunda. Since in normal situations, we have to give the Bala Bahima right to walk, to take him into Rishus Harabim, and he can't watch the Bahima properly, so therefore, the aloch is that he's potter to pay. But Einach Enami, even though if a person owns an Ari and he doesn't have, the Svara doesn't apply by him, but there's a light plug. So that could be in Hilchis Tashlumim, the Torah was consistent. But Rav Yosef made a takone, and his takone was, I mean, the takona was what Bezdin could be geyser or shalaymin adin. So Bezdin was geyser, al kaponim, and these easy dishuke, that al kaponim, if you will not take care of them, will take care of them. So Rashi vayta, tiv amsachto mekoy maimed akatsovim, the kabel zuzach, avulu b'yemed alav dishuke shochedlu, hoyel l'shchite kayomim. Let us see Tosfos. Hani izi dishuke davke bahani de kaimel shchite. It's kaimel shchite. There was such a taina. Not he never made. He didn't make the takona by all behemoths. Va'av al gafrek Tosfos. She shalmu mashe ziku. L'chei Tosfos means they're speaking about nachotzer anizik l'chayra. So they're gonna pay. So what's your problem? Hey boy, let make him a dime ledine. Who wants to schlep them to din teire? Zidne namni deleke sade. And who says there's edim all the time? Avol eiz lechelba v'roche legizosa. But a person possesses an animal, these are the residents of the city, then he'll tell him your problem, so if he'll be mazik b'chotzer anizik, you'll pay. Kash gabi izi de beit alba, domle izil atnina, beyomle izil shochtin. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Eizehu tam veizehu mut. Uza tam en uza mut. Mut, kol sheidu bo ishloi sheyome, vetam isheyarzu bo ishloi sheyome im divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That 3 days passed by and it was negeich each day, becomes a mut. 3 days pass by, mitzoshvare, who's not negeyach, so that, but then it becomes back at tam. Rameir oimer, muet sheidu boi shloisha po'omim, you don't need 3 days. In 1 day, a sheir was negeyach 3 animals, it becomes a muet. Vitam, and how does a mu'ud become ois mu'ud? Kol shi'i atinoikis memashmishim boi da'ine negeach. That the small children are playing with it, and the Rashba bin Zana Yerushalmi, they're playing with his horns, and they're chaplaining this shoyer, and one day they're chaplaining with him, and the shoyer who became a mu'ud is a savlin, and he holds himself back, and he's not negeach. That's a raya that he became back a tam. Yak Rashi, mishiyach zebo ishloi sheyomi, shloi yeshvorim veini negeach, choyze letam musa. Shloisha poomim, bachelu biyoy mechot. Zektoisvis, eise amut, oi mari, dohod amrinen, babo yevimtoi, desosam lontane de sher amut kamshimen gamlil, dooma de begimol zimnim ave chazoke, loi mishum de tehevi pluktayu besher amut, de mikroi darshino. So, Tosfos says as follows, there's a machloikis in the Gemara in Yevomis between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, when the klal is, if something happens once, I do not build from this occurrence that this is the teva, and this will always occur. For example, a person was mal his son, and Nebuch the son died. So what will the din be by a second son? Is he mechuyev to be mal? Yes, either first son died from the mila, it's meso, mach, meso, mach, meso, mach, mes, mach, mas, mila. I say that was an occurrence that does not teach us that there's a pattern in the family that the children are not capable of being nimble b'yemeshmini. What happens if the second son also died? There's a machlokes Rabbi Amshim Gamliel. Rabbi says, after 2 times we have a chazok already. And the taich of chazok is hamikrois einon masmidois. That means that's a loshem Rabbi Chanan Dachsach Mir in Yevomis, that coincidences don't happen too often. One child died, another child died. This is a raya that there's something wrong, or there's a pattern, or there's a sickness in the children, that you cannot be mal the children when they're 8 days old. So therefore, according to Rabbi, if a third child is born, you do not make a bris until we see that it comes older and that we're Mishai that it's capable of making a bris. We'll not make a bris, b'yay mashmi. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, 2 times is not a chazoket, 3 times is a chazoket. If 3 brisen were made, and never after all 3 brisen, all 3 children died from the bris, fourth principal way. So we have a machloikes tanoim, Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, how many occurrences do we need in order to create a chazaka? So the Gemara says in Yevomis, the sosom lontane de sher amut kam shimon gamliel. We have a stam tane like kam shimon gamliel. Eze amut koshida boi shloishi yom. We have a stam tane like kam shimon gamliel. So Tosis has a murdike problem with the loshen of that Gemara. And shuldike have a tane like kam shimon gamliel. The Gemara is often a posik. So you have a posik like kam shimon gamliel. What's that? You have a tane? So Taisva says the Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara means to say that the machloikis of how I create a chazoke, if I create a chazoke after two times or after three times, so this din is dependent on different cases. There are certain cases which could be two times as a chazoke. There are certain cases where three times is a chazoke. So the Gemara is saying, by Sher Hamuid, Stam Mishti Kapshim Gomil, that means here everyone holds, because the Pasuk tells us, the chazoke that is Mechayiv Abala Sher to pay Nezik Sholim, this chazoke needs three times, according to everyone. Sheye Tenoikis, Avogav the Odom Islay Masla. So Taisus asks the Kasha, let's appreciate Taisus Kasha. This is a Rashi and the Beis Amid Beis that has two Mahalchim to explain what's the Taich Odom Islay Masla. One Mahalch, Rashi says, a person has das to protect himself. So Mamele, more das than an animal. So therefore, mu'ud la'odom le'hava mu'ud la'behemeh, because a person can take care of himself. Then Rashi says another lashon, and Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says like this, odom islay malach, that's the shemeh him. A person is a malach, that shemeh, ki malachi b'tzabaloch ishmolcha. A person is malochim, which are protecting him. So memele, so an animal doesn't have malochim. So therefore, if a sheir is mazik another sheir, that does not mean that a sheir will be able to be mazik another. Another could be, wants to be mazik another, but there's a malach that's protecting him. A sheir doesn't have a malach. So Taisvis is asking a kashna, Zizik the Maritz Chai is taf bezem et bez, that our Taisvis holds like this lotion of Rashi, that tenaikis, they have a mazel, they have a malach. So how we were mevara, there were three negiches, and from three negiches, we saw that the sheir is a nakhan, he's a sheir amuet, he killed three shvarim. So now that Meir says, but if he have kinderlach that play with him, oh, we see he became tame. So Taisus, where do you see that he became tame? The malach is protecting him. That's Taisus kasha. Mikol Mokim, so Taisu says, Kivin Shenase Shuffle Kol Kach, Shatinoikis Mamashmishim Boy, Vadai Choso Vatad Musay. So Taisu says, Amir de Kizach, so Taisu says that this is not somebody was a Mazik Temach, mean they're chappening with him, they're playing with his horns, they're stepping on his toes, and if he keeps quiet, that means his nature changed. This does nothing. This has nothing to do. Such an action I will not attribute to Islay Masla. So Mamele, this is Pshat. Lebor Ameyo Lemayit. Now, so this is Pshat Ameyo. Rebora meila maitz loy toil chazor shloy shiyomim. Not Ramea comes to say that 3 days will not be sufficient, but the Tana Kama said you become a tam if 3 days shvorim pass by. Lishmiyonu nafilu b'yom echad. He's just coming and tell us that in 1 day they could also transfer from a tam to a mu, from a mu to a tam. But not that he disagrees with the Tanakhama. Just like in the first Bava, the Tanakhama says if he was negeyach 3 days, day after day, he becomes a mu. Rav Meir agrees with the Tanna Kama, 3 days he can become a mu'ud. But he says that 1 day can also become a mu'ud. So Memele, so that what the Tanna Kama said, you become, a mu'ud becomes a tam if 3 days pass by and it's not negeir shvorim. Rav Meir also holds 3 days will help. He just wants to tell us that 1 day will not help. Atesis says, what will be 3 times in 1 day? V'gimel pa'omim v'yayim echad, nire, dein moyel l'didei l'chazor. 3 times in 1 day will not help. Af al pi shemoyel l'hado, even though 3 times in 1 day makes it a sher amu'ed, but 3 times not stoicing in 1 day will not make him a tam. Achinami Ashkir Labshimin, the Bishloisha Pomim Havimuid, Bechazore Boy Gimel Yomim. We see Rabshimin says like this. Rabshimin holds like Rameya that 3 times in 1 day you can become a Muid, but you need 3 days of Inigiche to become a Tam. That's what Rabshimin says, so it could very well be Rameya also holds like this. And before we say pshat in this, let's just go to the Gemara a little. My time is the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? Omar Rabbaye, it says, Tmoil, Mishel Nagachu Mitmoil Shilshem. Tmoil Chat, Mitmoil Trey, 2 days, Shilshem Tlosa. Pro Yishmerenu Bailo, Vasolo Negiche Revis. So by the fourth negiche, that means 3 days, he was negeach 3 days. So by the fourth day, he is a din mu'ud. Rova oma t'mel mit mel chad, shil shem trei, leishmeno he'id no chayiv. And the third time is chayiv. Let us see Rashi. Oslo negiche revis, shim leisham rei, v'nogach negiche revis, mishalom ali yinezik sholom. Avala shlishis palganisko the mishalm. That is according to Abaye. Vele yishmereno idne benegiche shlishis chai volein ezek sholem. And this is a very mechudish tikerashi, which we will not speak about now. We have to go through the sugya and then perhaps we'll understand Rashi a little better. So we have a posik. The posik tells us that a negiche of 3 days, tmoil, mitmoil, shilshayim, this makes, or this shows us that the share is a mu'ud. V'rameya my time. What's the time of Rameya? The sanya omar Rameya, richek negichos of chayiv, Kirim negichosav leikoshke. Rameya said a kalvachayim. Rameya said if in 3 different days he stoist, he becomes a mu'ud. His kirim negichosav leikoshke. Avada givis, if 3 times in 1 day, he zicha becomes a mu'ud. So, Rameya, I'd like to elaborate a little pshat in the machloikis Rameya and the Chachomim. Perhaps with this we'll understand what Tosfos said on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. If an Rav Meir said as follows, if an animal in one day has the achzorius to kill three behemoths in one day, so that's a gewaldike perois, a gewaldike wildkeit, one day to kill three animals, so that shows that it's a mu'ed, it's a nakr. If three days, so today he killed one animal, the next day he killed another animal, the third day they killed another animal, there you don't see the wildkeit so much than three times in one day. So Rameya said that if you see that the Torah said three negiches in 3 days can make a mu'ud, so I don't need such a hoichoche. This is a sufficient hoichoche to tell me that the sher is a mu'ud. So who adin? Not who adin. As a vade gevis, if I see a greater hoichoche of wildkeit 3 times in one day, so it's sicher a mu'ud. That is the svar of Rameya. Now I'd like to mention, what's the svar of, we don't paskalite Rameya, we paskalite the Chachamim. So, what is the svar of the Chachamim? L'chayre, the Kal V'chayma of Rameya is a good Kal V'chayma. It's a Merdike Kal V'chayma. So this, a Magen Avraham in Simen, Kuf Yudalit, when Chaim, Magen Avraham says that we are chaylik on Rameya because we hold tun v'nokatlei. Tun v'nokatlei means as follows. You saw this day is mamish, he's an arzal, a murderer. You're right. But maybe that day mishagas fell into him. Sometimes a person, just like a person, he wakes up on the left side of the bed. So today the Baim is in a terrible mood, but to put a stempel on this Baimi, he's a nakhin from an action of one day. He can't build from one day. That is the svar of the Chachamim. So Mamela, one day is no proof. 3 days, one after the other. Oh, this is a psaraya that the Baimi attack is a wild Baimi. So I won't attribute it. It was this day. This is 3 days already. Eina mikrois masmidois. So Mamela, then I say is a mood. But an action of one day, even though it shows more wildkeit than an action of 3 days, but I could attribute this action to tun v'nokabei. This day, Mishagasa Trangafalan and Kop, this does not show the nature of the animal. Al Kaponim, this is the svar of the Chachamim. Now, what is the svar of Rameya? Rameya Mistama also realized that he could say tun v'nokabei. Rameya held that the achzorius you see from one day, You can't attribute this to Samuel Mishigas. So that was the shaila. The shaila is, if you see a moiridika achzorius in one day, is that sufficient to tell me that he's a nakhin? So that's the machloikis. Rameya says, such an achzorius, that spells out he's a nakhin. I to say maybe this day woke up on the left side. Nah. To attribute, if you see such an achzorius, I put a label on him, he's a nakhin. And the Chachamim, no, it could be you can't label him from one day. Could be tun v'nokatlei. That's the machlekes. But now, let's go the other way. There was one day, you have a sher amu'ud, who is labeled already, he's a mu'ud, he's a nakhin. And then, all of a sudden, one day, three Shvarim pass by, and he doesn't jump and stays there. Three Shvarim pass by one day. So it could be here, a mayor is also Maiter. What did we see? He saw three Shvarim pass by. It could be today, he's in a good mood. Could be he didn't change his nature. Today he's in a good mood. Yet that he really changed from the atrocities he was making from the last days. I see this person, this shayr is an akron, is a mood. From one day, three times he didn't do it. Today he's lazy, he's in a good mood. You can't build anything for one day. So it could be that is pshat and toisvis. That Rameya only holds that by, Rameya only holds by he can become a mood through 3 days, because there, the achzorius we see from the three negichas in one day, that permits us to assume he's an akhren. Masha enkein, three times in one day, not being negayach, that is not sufficient proof to tell us that his nature has changed.